jump around. I could hear kids cheering all around me. It was Nikki's birthday party and we were all having fun in the bounce house. We were jumping up as high as we could, and falling down to let the soft ground catch us. I love jumping in bounce houses. I wish I could have one of these in my backyard, I thought. I decided to look up the price of a bounce house when I got home. It was too expensive for me. Maybe if all of my friends and I put our money together, we could buy it. I found them playing outside and asked. Jake said, "That would be awesome." "Yeah, I'm in," replied Kate. "I'll see how much money I have at home," said Janie. The next day, we all gathered to see how much money we had. After counting it, we found out we had enough. I talked to my parents about my idea. "That would be a lot of fun for you and your friends. We do have space in our backyard, but there are some things that I don't think you've considered. We would have to use our electricity to blow it up every time when someone wanted to use it. That would cost more money, and it would cost money to fix it if it got a hole in it or anything. Are you going to pay for the electricity and repairs yourself?" Dad asked. "You're right, I didn't think about that," I replied. "I could ask everyone to pay a little bit every time they use it, I guess. That could work. But do you all have enough money for that?" asked Mom. "I'm not sure," I said. "Maybe something besides a bounce house would work better then. You like the bounce house because of how fun it is to jump high and not have to land on your feet, right? What about a big trampoline?" Mom suggested. "That's a great idea," I exclaimed. "Great. Before we agree to something like that, that all your friends in the neighborhood could use, we need to make sure everyone will be safe. That means we need to see if there is extra safety equipment we could buy for the trampoline, and we need to create rules. Does that make sense?" Dad asked. "Yes," I said. "I'll talk to my friends tomorrow to make sure we all agree on the rules, then we'll all have our parents look the rules over to see if there's anything we missed." "Perfect." The next day, we all sat down and developed, then came up with rules. We decided that we should not crash into each other, we should not jump off the trampoline, and we should not land on our heads or necks. Our parents all looked over the rules, and added one more: we needed an adult to be outside with us. That seemed fair to us, so we pooled our money together and got a trampoline.